George, thank you very much indeed. Hello there and welcome. On digital, satellite and online. 96 to 99, RTE Lyric FM. Where life sounds better.
To work in a show, in a storytelling show, which is the kind of show I'm interested in which songs express the story, express the characters, carry the story forward, then the song is like, as Oscar Hammerstein taught me, a sort of little one-act play in which you state an idea and then you develop it a bit and then you come to a conclusion. And if the song is what you would call successful in the show, it's because it moves a character from point A to point B, or moves the plot from point A to point B. But the point is, the song has to be necessary to telling the story.
I'm just a Broadway baby, walking off my tired feet, pounding 42nd Street to be in a show. Oh, Broadway baby.
Elaine Stritch and Broadway Baby from Sondheim's musical Follies, as we tried to come to terms with the very sad news that broke last night, that the great composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim has died at the age of 91. He wasn't sick. He enjoyed Thanksgiving, by all accounts. It was a sudden death. I was just thinking this morning, I suppose, reaching 91, it's great that he got to experience the love and adulation of his fans. And he certainly died knowing that he was held in such high esteem. But I was heartbroken hearing the news, I have to say. Such a giant of musical theatre. The man who revolutionised the musical and brought us such joy through his music, songs that make us laugh, songs that make us cry, but always songs that make us feel something, connect with something in that song. It's been a huge privilege to share his music on this show for over 20 years, and I will, of course, continue to do so for as long as I'm let. And thanks so much. There have been literally hundreds of lovely messages coming in, and many of you noting that you discovered some Sondheim songs for the first time here on Movies and Musicals. So that was lovely to know. So many tributes coming in overnight. Marion Elliott, the director of the current production of Company on Broadway, said, "We have lost the Shakespeare of musical theatre." Indeed, Sondheim attended a preview of Company just last week, and I retweeted Stephen Sondheim getting a standing ovation as he entered the theatre for that first preview of Company. Again, wonderful, he saw it. Dame Angela Lansbury News tweeting, "There are no words to summarise Stephen Sondheim's contributions to humanity in a tweet or an article or a book. He may be gone, but his music will live forever because of its honesty, elegance and heart." And Broadway stars Christian Chenoweth said, "He influenced all of us, whether we knew it or not. Rest in peace. You are a gift to this world." And Bernadette Peters saying, "So, so sad to lose my friend, Steve Sondheim. He gave me so much to sing about and I loved him dearly and will miss him so much. Thank you for all the gifts you gave the world." So as you can imagine, the plan for today's show went out the window, and I have spent the morning gathering as much Sondheim as I can for us to enjoy over the next 3 hours this afternoon. Let's celebrate this genius together. Let's celebrate the music and the lyrics and honour him. Sondheim, the winner of an Academy Award, multiple Tony Awards, including the Special Tony Award for Lifetime Achievement in the Theatre, received in 2008, multiple Grammy Awards, Pulitzer Prize. He's been described as the greatest and perhaps best known artist in the American musical theatre. By the way, facing me here, I have his book, Stephen Sondheim, Finishing the Hat, featuring a gorgeous black and white photo of Stephen Sondheim at his piano. So that is my view for today as we pay tribute to Sondheim. At the age of 10, around the time of his parents' divorce, Sondheim became friends with Jimmy Hammerstein, son of lyricist Oscar Hammerstein. And the elder Hammerstein became Sondheim's surrogate father. Hammerstein had a profound influence on the young Sondheim, especially in developing a love for musical theatre. Indeed, it was at the opening of Hammerstein's hit show South Pacific that Sondheim met Hal Prince, who would later direct many of Sondheim's most famous shows. In 1950, Sondheim graduated and went on to study composition, and his big break came when he wrote the lyrics for West Side Story with the music of Leonard Bernstein.
I was then asked to do just the lyrics for West Side Story. I was 25 years old at the time.
I'd been writing music up until then. I didn't want to write just lyrics, but Oscar said that it would be a very good experience for me, even though I'd be frustrated not writing music, because I'd be dealing with people with enormous talent and ability. That's Leonard Bernstein and Jerry Robbins and Arthur Lawrence. And I would learn a great deal through practical experience, and I should not worry about the time lost to not writing music. And he was right.
Could be. Who knows? There's something to any day. I will know right away, soon as it's...
West Side Story, the music of Leonard Bernstein, the lyrics of Stephen Sondheim. Now, as we know, Spielberg's screen version of West Side Story is coming very soon, December 10th, and Stephen Sondheim did see it before he died, as he recently told Steve Colbert.
You visited while they were shooting.
Yeah.
What can you tell us?
It's terrific. Again, touting my own work. No, it's really terrific. Everybody go. You'll really have a good time. And for those of you who know the show, there are going to be some real surprises in it, because Tony Kushner, who wrote the screenplay, has done some really imaginative and surprising things with the way the songs are used in the story. And the whole thing has real sparkle to it and real energy, and it feels fresh. And movie musicals are hard to do, and this one, Spielberg and Kushner really, really nailed it.
Rita Moreno and co there, and America from the original soundtrack recording of West Side Story, the music of Leonard Bernstein and the lyrics of Stephen Sondheim. Stephen Sondheim, who sadly died yesterday at the age of 91, and it is Stephen Sondheim music and lyrics all the way here on Movies and Musicals this afternoon. Thanks so much for getting in touch today by text 51554, our email address movies.lyricfm@rte.ie, and you're very busy on Twitter too. Lovely to hear from you. Sondheim has really been everywhere. I mean, we were talking about him on the show just a couple of weeks ago when I interviewed Lin-Manuel Miranda about Tick, Tick, Boom, because Sondheim was a mentor to Jonathan Larson, the subject of that film, and indeed to Lin-Manuel Miranda himself. And in recent years, we saw both Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver breaking into Sondheim numbers in the film Marriage Story, you may recall. And his hit song Sendin' the Clowns was used in Joker. We even heard Daniel Craig humming along to Sondheim's Losing My Mind in Knives Out. As I mentioned earlier, West Side Story on the way, courtesy of Steven Spielberg. And Richard Linklater is also working on a 20-year adaptation of Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along. Well, in just a moment, we're going to hear a lovely live recording that we recorded on Lyric from the National Concert Hall with the RTE Concert Orchestra, featuring Katie Bertel singing Children Will Listen. But first, back with Sondheim again, really showing how he loved teaching. He really wanted to pass his talent on.
Do you want children?
Yeah, I'm sorry I didn't have any. Yeah, I am. But art is the other way of having children, teaching. I believe that very firmly.
The idea of teaching a child everything, from colors to clouds to music, teaching in the sense of opening up the mind, not teaching, opening up the mind, which is what education is about. All education is just about making people curious. That's all it's about. And to get a child to be curious about everything would be an unbearable thrill for me.
How do you say to your child in the night, nothing's all black, but then nothing's all white? How do you say it'll all be all right when you know that it mightn't be true? What do you do? Careful the things you say, children will listen. Careful the things you do, children will see.
Isn't that just beautiful? Katie Birtle there at the National Concert Hall with the RTE Concert Orchestra, conducted by Pruncia Sublin, and Children Will Listen from Stephen Sondheim's musical Into the Woods. That's going down very well on Twitter. Thanks so much for all your lovely comments coming in, particularly on Twitter. Sorry if I can't get to them all, as it's really busy today, but I'm so glad you are enjoying the Sondheim tunes. We're going to take one more ahead of movie news.
Movies and musicals with Aideen Gormley.
Lovely to have you with us on Lyric this Saturday afternoon, and thanks once again for all of your lovely messages coming in. We have a lot of Stephen Sondheim fans, and that is for sure. Remembering Stephen Sondheim today, his music, his lyrics, and Stephen Sondheim, who died yesterday at the age of 91. Martin Gould in Cork, what a lovely message, saying, even though I had heard a lot of Sondheim's music previously, it was seeing Sunday in the Park with George on PBS television in the US in the 1980s that spoke to me in a deep emotional way and showed me how art can be transformational. We knew this day would come, but the world feels different today somehow. Beautifully put, Martin. And I so remember also seeing that Sunday in the Park with George, with Mandy Patinkin and Bernadette Peters. Extraordinary. And we will, of course, come to Sunday a little bit later on this afternoon. But I want to come back to Company now, which was among the first musicals really to deal with adult problems through its music. As Sondheim put it, they are middle class people with middle class problems. Here he is telling us the story behind Company.
We realized that there would be no plot, but what in our head what it is a man comes home on his 35th birthday and realizes that all his friends are married, that he is an outsider, and he has a kind of combination breakdown and epiphany, and the show really takes place in 1 second. So the idea of the show is that it's his birthday, and there are five times during the evening that the birthday party, which is seemingly a surprise party, but it's mysterious, it's surreal. His friends are there, but they're not there. They're fragments of his consciousness. And that's what made it an unusual show. It had no plot. It took place in a single moment of time, but at the same time was not a review, because it had the same characters. It was indeed five one-act plays tied together with musical moments in between. Also, none of the songs occurred coming out of scenes. Each of the songs was a comment or was the entire scene itself. And all the songs, with the exception of one, dealt with marriage or aspects of marriage.
Bobby. Bobby, baby.
Bobby, honey.
Boo-boo. Bobby, darling.
Bobby, we've been trying Bobby, to call
Bobby, sugar.
You.
Bobby, sweetie.
Sweet
angel,
heart,
I got something to tell
Bobby,
you.
Love. Bobby, honey.
Bobby, we've
angel,
been trying
darling,
to reach
Bobby,
you
baby,
all day.
Bobby,
we're asking
Bobby, sweetheart.
Bobby, sweet world,
Bobby, baby.
What
did
you say?
We left a message.
Bobby, honey.
Bobby,
sweetie.
How have you been?
Well, what about Stephen Sondheim on the personal front? You know what? He found love in his 60s.
My first serious relationship occurred when I was 60 years old, when I fell in love. And I think it didn't happen till then because I wasn't open for it. I wasn't ready for it. I was brought up as an only child. I enjoyed being an only child. I enjoyed being alone. I still enjoy often being alone. But I think I'd gotten in the habit of it. And when I met somebody, the habit got broken.
You are the best thing that ever has happened to me. You are. Okay, then, one of the best things. happened to me, you are. They say we all find love. I never bought it. I never thought it would happen to me. Who could foresee?
Most friends fade, or they don't make the grade. New ones are quickly made, perfect as long as they're new. But us old friends, what's to discuss, old friends? Here's to us, who's like us? Damn few.
Well, Stephen Sondheim was quite the mentor to Lin-Manuel Miranda, and that was Lin alongside Colin Donnelly and Celia Keenan-Bulger in the 2017 revival of Merrily We Roll Along and Old Friends. Oh, time has run out. There's so much more I could play, but I have only time for one more. But I did want to include this lovely little clip of Stephen Sondheim's Tony acceptance speech.
I'd also like to thank the theatre as a profession. I just thought as I was sitting there tonight of something that a young playwright named David Trainer said about the theater. He said, it's the only medium that acknowledges the presence of the audience, and that's why it will never die. If you laugh at a movie screen or boo at a movie screen or anything, the actors go right on. They do exactly what they want to do. Same thing with the television, but not the theater, and that's why I'm proud to be in it. Thank you.
Not long ago, I was talking to Stephen Sondheim about his song, I'm Still Here. I told him that I had heard women in their 60s saying, I'm still here. 50s even. And a couple of times in their 40s, I'm still here. Where have they been? I mean, it's ridiculous. And so I told him that, not that he asked me or anything, but I told him that I would never touch that song until I was, what, 80 years old. That makes sense to me. 80, I'm still here. But you know, it is such a great song. I'm not going to wait 20 years to sing it. What are you laughing at? And bum times, I've seen them all, and my dear, I'm still here. Plush velvet sometimes, sometimes just pretzels and beer, but I'm here. I've stuffed the dailies in my shoes, strummed ukuleles, sung the blues, seen all my dreams disappear, but I'm here.
There she is, Elaine Stritch, and I'm still here from the pen of the great Stephen Sondheim. You know, it's been such a pleasure and a privilege to put this Sondheim tribute together from the early hours of this morning, but I've loved every minute. I have loved also over the last 20 years bringing you Stephen Sondheim's music to the Lyric airwaves here on Lyric, and thanks for all your lovely messages. Really, really appreciate it. As Sondheim once said, when the audience comes in, it changes the temperature of what you have written. He was a genius, responsible for the most wonderful melodies, a master lyricist, and he will be missed, but we will continue to listen to and to play his music. Stephen Sondheim, my musical hero. Thank you, Mr. Sondheim. Thank you for listening.